Nice check there by Chuz, but tapped to the wrong side here. Now clearing that puck up to center. The gunner, Immy. Immy dumps the puck in. Here comes Kellen. Sends it up to center here. Up on the forecheck. Kellen takes the puck away. Flips through. Here he is. Kellen. And glove save and a beauty. And Kellen made a heck of a move, but a really good save there. That's by Lewis Anderson. Did you look up Lewis Anderson, the name?
No, I did not.
Gotcha.
I do it.
Or it might be Louis Anderson. Oh, no. Look up Louis Anderson. You'll recognize him. All right, Blizzard, getting wide here. And Cam, there's a shot. Blocker save and chipped up the sidewall. Kept in there by Blizzard. Now they have the rush on. You got to cover the guys in the slot, boys. All right. Blizzard gets one in the slot. And there's a shot for the goal.
And that's what we're talking about. The guy hanging out between the hashes. Pass up to him. He had a good, clean look.
Levi Anderson got that. And that is Levi Anderson from Talon Immy. Just a little bit of a breakdown there.
Yep.
Letting those guys stand in the middle area and go. We're going to get a timeout by Team Seal, 9:27 to go in the game. Or in the period, and just like that, become a barn burner, and really, this is a closer game. Sending the shots on goal, though, is Blizzard.
So I'm watching Coach Bebo down there. I can say he does not look too happy right now with the team, because, as you know, they came out of the first period down 1-0 at a solid first period. Two goals scored almost immediately here in the beginning of this period, and since then two more, giving them, of course, four goals so far, and we're not even halfway through this period.
Yep.
Five goals total.
Some of it is just, freshmen, not just freshmen, but youth breakdowns. Let's put it that way. You got to help your goalie out. Coach Bebo?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, you may be able to hear him on our own speakers here today.
And probably rightly so. They need a little bit of an earful.
Guard the house. That was a directive to the team, and that's true. That's what I've been kind of watching. The house has been unguarded.
Yeah, and that's what happened. Now at center, Kellen wins the faceoff, and Chuz tries to get that puck. Now back over. And chipped up to Chuz. Chuz backhands it down. And here he goes on the chase. Picked up down there by Baxter. Grayson sends it over to one of his other line mates. Now skated out there by Immy, the freshman. Sent up to center. Looked like there's a low shot. And covered by Bear. And now crashing the net, Blizzard and Team Seal. 8:54 here to play.
So just a little while ago, I mentioned it was 14 shots on goal for each team. Now it's 15 shots on goal for Team Seal and 24 shots on goal for the Blizzard. Here's Louie, by the way.
Yeah, that's the guy. All right.
Oh, shot save. Gloved.
Gloved by the Bear.
Yeah. Just look away for a second. He wasn't looking away. That was a quick snapshot off the faceoff here in the near side dot down to the Seal zone. 8:50 to go here in the second period. 5-0 Blizzard.
Faceoff won by Team Seal. Backhanded around. Over to Cam. Cam tries to poke it by Landon Rant. Rant picks it off the wall. And there is Aiden Johnson trying to center it. And that pass sent up to Willie. Willie comes up wide and then chips it down below the line. Willie on the chase gets that puck back. Now skating down low. Willie working hard down below the line. There's a low shot wide, and Willie took a check afterward. So Brandt gets below the line, and Will's coming off. Here comes Kellen. He's got a new stick in hand because he broke his. And there's a pass up, and that's going to be an ice.
There you go. This is the shift you're looking for. A little more time down in the Blizzard zone. Hopefully get a couple shots out of it. None generated so far, but at least take the pressure off Holly for a little while.
And they also have line two in there for Blizzard. So here's a good opportunity on offense for Team Seal. Looking to cash one.
Kellen, Angelina, Chuz are the forwards. Shot, save. Right off the faceoff there. And we've got Nate and Zach on D. Zach near side. Or Zach. Nate near side.
All right. So that was Kellen got kind of a bouncing shot there. Chuz gets it. Off the faceoff, Chuz working hard and got it over to Kellen. Not down below the line and keeping it in there. Nice move by Kellen. Kellen's got Chuz. And there's a near side shot.
Yep.
Double rebound there. And Angelina, good stick there. Loose puck, and Chuz had an opportunity, but it got off the stick. And Angelina doing a nice job checking down there.
Ooh. Nice job, Nate. Hold the line.
Nate. Sends in an opposite side. Nice play by him.
Yep.
And we're going to ice it.
Don't touch it. Yeah, I did.
And the Bear. Here comes Blizzard. Now back out to center ice. McKnight waited on the change for him. Here comes Blizzard skating hard. Number seven, Grayson Baxter. Centering pass backhanded try, no wide. That was a centering pass on his back. That was Cam or Zach. Nice pinch job right there by Nate. Now skating around the net and off the wall is Willie.
Skated
forward and up. And Will didn't see that puck bouncing up. And almost a loose puck in the middle slot.
Oh.
Tripping on the blue line was Blizzard.
Home ice advantage.
Yep. Here they come now, Blizzard. On the rush, they got a 3-on-2 break. Loose shot, kick save, and a beauty. There's a shot into Cam. And that was like Cam, and he's hurting. He took one right in the chest, but he gets back up here. That's back out the center, and Cam's like, hey, here I come.
He's back.
He is back. Put on the gas here. 22. That's Ryder Anderson. Dumps that puck in below.
5:45 to go. Second period. 5-0 Blizzard.
Near side half wall. Blizzard working on the cycle. Now puck out to center. That one's chipped up. And here comes Kellen. Kellen gets another opportunity. Forehand and good save again. Kellen got angled off a little bit there, and there wasn't a real good chance for a good shot for him. He was skating hard, got angled off a bit. Loose puck in the slot, and watch out. That was Landon Rant carrying it through the low slot. And there, a centering pass.
Oh, no.
No good. And off the post, luckily. Otherwise, that would have been 6-0 there.
Yeah, they had a nice clean look there, and just a little wide on the shot.
Blizzard regroups. Trying to send it back and gets it back to his defenseman. That's number 23, Dan McKnight, who handles the puck pretty well. Kind of a soft. Here comes Landon Rant down the middle. Kicked away there by Cam, or Zach, excuse me.
Back out to neutral ice as the Blizzard re-enter the zone. This is their top line out there right now. 4:33 to go here, second period. 5-0 Blizzard.
Chipped out, kept in there. And good. Good stick again by Zach. Back out the center. And
change coming
Willie
for the Seals.
Coming out. There's a high shot. The Bear got both paws on that. It might have been over the net. Couldn't tell. Now here comes off the back of the cage. Landon Rand tried a really wide angle shot. Here's
Frank
got tripped. And that's going to be a tripping there on number 23. Because Frank had a chance there for a breakaway.
He did. He got tripped up here in his own zone as he was trying to exit. 4:02 to go here in the second period. 2-minute penalty on number 23 for the Blizzard. Dane McKnight, resulting in a Team Seal power play.
All right, they get an opportunity here, Matt, and this is where they just got to build for the next game.
So we got the faceoff coming down here in the blue zone, near side dot. Will lining up. Wins the faceoff shot.
Oh. And high. Rimmed all the way around by Finn. Now back opposite side is Frank. Franklin sends it back down to Willie. Willie gets that taken away, and that's going to be flipped up the center. 140 here to play. That puck bounces almost in front. Yep, in the power play.
Zach sets up in their own zone. Pass it to Nate.
Nate up to Frank. Frank skates it wide. Gets that puck low. Fights through one of the Blizzard. And now sends it back down low. And Chuz out there now as well. Nice move by the defenseman. But Chuz angled him off. Willie sends it below the line again. But here comes another clear. If they can do it. And they do.
105 to go here in the power play for Team Seal. 3 minutes to go in the period. Down 5-0. We got Zach lining up. Looks like he's going for a stretch pass to the Blizzard. It's successful.
Yep. So there we go. And Blizzard's going to, they chipped it back down low, and they're going to play possum here. And here they go. Now they actually have a two-on-two break. 22 coming.
Ooh.
That shot wide. Yeah. 33 seconds in the power play. Slapper.
That goes in.
That's Braden Nutter. Slapper, and got it probably glove side there, it looked like, Matt.
Yeah, and the shorthanded goal, it was. You're right. Just over the glove from the blue line. Unassisted.
And a couple of errant passes by Team Seal when they have extra guys. That's kind of where it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, looking for that crisp passing. We're not seeing a whole lot of it right now in this game. Yeah, in the first period you saw some. Not now.
That one slipped in. And here comes Zach. Really a soft penalty kill here.
Oh.
And Zach got it taken away. Now it's a backhanded try. Safe. And they're going to call it icing. Oh.
No, he covered it. They thought he covered it.
Or, frozen puck there.
Oh, that kind of icing.
Yep. Sorry about that.
2:10 to go here, third period. 9 seconds to go in the power play. 4-team Seal. Faceoff coming far side dot in the Seal zone.
Faceoff one. By Team Seal. Nate gets below the net. Looking to break out. Nate. 2 minutes left to go now.
Full strength.
Nate's going to try to skate it in and got that puck knocked away from him. Reset here by Team Seal. Willie sends it up to Finn. Cross ice pass. Blizzard. They'll chip that puck into their zone. And chased down by Nate Nichols. Nichols sends it up near side half wall to Finn. Finn backhands it, but can't get it clear.
1:30 to go for second period.
Nate flips one defender. Now he sends a pass up the middle, and here comes Willie. Willie chips it forward, and he'll go on the chase. Dane McKnight chasing it down. Got angled off by Will, but there's Landon Rant, and he sends it up to one of his men. Blizzard sending it in. Nice kick there by Zach. Sorry about it.
1 minute remaining, second period.
Breakout pass from Angie up to Will. Taken away by Blizzard. Here comes Zach.
Ooh.
Ham, excuse me, coming up. Now skated to center. There was Landon Rand. He got it taken away by Kellen, but he gets it back and makes a nice move. And there, it's picked up by Chuz. Chuz getting wide. He's going to look for Kellen, curls, and sends it opposite side. Nobody home.
30 seconds remaining in the second period.
Nick Knight. Oh, and backhanded try by Cam. No good. Those are the little slips right there. Landon Rant being harangued there by Finn. Bounced off the sidewall. 13 seconds up. And McKnight dumps it in. 8 seconds here.
Ooh.
And that was a shot sent out. Here comes Kellen. Kellen. Oh. Nope. And there, that's the end of the period. It's 6-0 Blizzard after starting this period 1-0 Blizzard. So a little bit disappointing, to say the least. All right, we'll be a little bit louder, Matt.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Go, go, go.
So we are at entering the second intermission, 6-0 now the score for the Blizzard. They scored 5 unanswered goals, well, 6, I guess, in total answered goals, but 5 goals in that period. I want to go to the first period. We've had 1 penalty, 2 penalties on the Blizzard and 1 on Team Seal so far.
So we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 10-minute break. 10 minutes here.
Don't come down with the sun.
Get the best seat in the house at Shalongwin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shalongwin Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved. And the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. It's the season of giving, and Medford Motors has some thoughtful deals. Right now, get 15% off of all Ford accessories. You can choose to have us pick up and deliver your vehicle, or for a limited time, have our mobile service install your new accessories in your driveway or at your work for no extra charge. Call or text yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to order and schedule.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online, or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved. And the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment, and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Scott Heckman along with Matt Nichols here in Park Falls, Wisconsin, and it's hockey season, Matt.
Yes, it is. We've got cold air outside. We're probably at 12 below right now, making it cold in here. The Blizzard have come to town to play against the Seals, so and they've been they've had been a strong second period here. The first period we had exited 1-0 down, the Team Seal did, and five goals scored in the second period by the Blizzard with a hat trick by their one of their kind of key star players, number 11, Landon Rant. He got a hat trick in that period alone, probably within the first 6 or 7 minutes of that period starting.
Yep, and, you know, Team Seal just had some, I think after that first period, their coach kind of saw what they, you know, they made an adjustment, and Team Seal's a younger team.
Yeah.
And Whistle Flag made an adjustment and got some quality shots on goal and buried them.
Yeah, they did. I mean, we talked, coming into the second period, we said, hey, that was a strong period by both teams. Didn't feel like it was lopsided one way or the other. Then we get into the second period, and the wheels kind of fell off. Like you said, a young team. We have one senior on the Team Seal team, a whole pile of freshmen, and it was mentioned earlier, some sophomore and juniors sprinkled in between.
Yep. So Zamboni driver has resurfaced. It's 3 minutes before the players will emerge for the third period. Scott Heckman and Matt. Just Matt Nichols right here. We'll go through our through the sponsors for 98.3Q Country. It's Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Medford Motors, Woodruff Appliance and TV, BC Auto and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
All right. There we go. We got it with Matt.
That's right.
So thank you to all of your our sponsors here. Again, Team Seal's looking up. They've got, I mean, eight freshmen?
I don't know. Is that what it is, Sarah? Seven freshmen? And you know, last year they had last couple of years, they've had a small team, so they've been playing with a short bench. Making it tough for them to stay fresh through the whole game. This year, a healthier, longer, stronger bench, but a young team. So we're looking forward to see how the season progresses and, of course, how the coming years progress as we look to have a strong team moving forward.
Yeah, and a lot of times for them, it's like the wheels fall off, and then it's like all of a sudden it went from 1-0 to 4-0 really fast.
Yeah.
In minutes into the game, and then you hang your head a little bit, and well, then you give up a couple of other soft goals. And that's just from, I think, my opinion as a coach, it's from inexperience.
Yeah, right. And you, we had a timeout. Your coach Bevo said, all right, you know, timeout. We got to calm things down. And you could hear him talk to the team saying, guys, you got to guard the house. You see some defensive breakdowns resulting in a couple of goals. And we actually, we started seeing these opportunities for the Blizzard earlier in the period where they had a person, you know, between the hash marks or higher in the slot, uncovered, And they finally had a connection, a couple connections with that person here in the second period, resulting in some goals. And some great single person, I guess, efforts by their key player there.
Landon Rant.
Landon Rant, yep.
And Coach said that right away. And last year, Landon Rant scored, I think he had a hat trick last year here. So he's a strong player.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And a senior and, made some nice moves, individual effort. Oliver's been facing some tough shots. He's held up pretty well.
Yeah.
Really hasn't given up many soft goals.
No, you're right. I mean, as we mentioned earlier, strong first period for the Team Seal. 12 shots on goal for Team Seal against the Blizzard, and then 10 shots on goal for the Blizzard, again, in the first period against Ollie, and the only one goal resulting from that. That second period here, they had 16 shots on goal from the Blizzard on Ollie, so 26 shots on goal right now on the scoreboard, and only 6 shots on goal for Team Seal, resulting in our total right now at 18.
And they got a little bit on their heels. And I like to tell the kids there's no 5-pointers or 3-pointers or 2-pointers in hockey. You just got to work hard and get back. And then all of a sudden, sometimes that happens. And that's what happened to Team Seal. They gave up one goal, but then 30 seconds later, they gave up another. And then it just is like it gets you on your heels and thinking, you know, not coming up on the players and guarding them. And then you're guarding, standing in front of the goalie instead of guarding the players kind of just outside in the slot or between the dots there.
Yep.
And that's what you got to be able to do.
Yep.
Adjust when they make adjustments, and they made some adjustments. And Team Seal, I'm not saying coaching-wise they didn't make an adjustment. It's just that the players have a little bit of an experience issue.
Yep, that's right. You can see them, like you said, they get in their heels, a little less aggressive, concerned about making a mistake. And, well, then we get a situation like we're in now. So what I'm looking forward to here is this final period. Looking forward to Team Seal coming out and, at the very least, winning the period.
Yeah.
I think they certainly have it in them, as we said. They want the first period. Teams look pretty evenly matched.
They really did. Yep.
Here.
And, hopefully, I think Team Seal has played everybody on the bench, and that's kind of fun, too, and just getting everybody some experience.
Yep.
And Blizzard looks like they're using a pretty big bench, too. They were using 2 or 3 lines there. So.
Yeah. Blizzard has they only have one game under the belt so far this year. You know, as you mentioned, they lost last week, I think it was, and coming in this week, looking like a strong team here tonight.
Yep, especially in the second period. I think they just, it's kind of like a boxing match. You come out and you see where the other team is weak, and then you make a change and see if it works out for you. And they did make a change, and it's worked out for them.
Yep.
So. And Team Seal. Again, young team made some good plays here tonight. It's just that they haven't been able to cash one in and had a couple of breakaways opportunities and just good goaltending, too, I think.
Yeah, you mentioned Lewis Anderson, the goalie for the Blizzard, 18 shots on goal, and he's been pitching a shutout here so far. So hats off to him.
And he really hasn't let any rebounds out there.
Yeah.
And he really held up strong against a strong shooter in Kellen Kranig twice. Kellen had a couple of breakaways, and goalie held up. So both teams emerging from the locker room. Blizzard's coming out. Blue with white lettering. And young Bear, that's Oliver Soviak, he's getting back in goal. Good experience for him here tonight.
Ollie's dad, nickname is Bear. I always forget what his real name is. So, Ollie's dad being Bear, that means we've got Son of a Bear playing goalie tonight.
Yes, sir.
So we got the nets are set up, reps are out, ready to go. Blizzard are out and starting to skate around, waiting for Team Seal to, here they are, they're emerging onto the ice. We get ready to rock and roll.
So again, Scott Heckman, Matt Nichols here, and we're bringing you hockey right here from Park Falls Recreation Arena. Keep in mind, we have a squirt tournament on Saturday. And it starts at 8 a.m. and runs all day. Also, Friday night, there's open skate, 7:30. And then also again on Saturday night at 6:30. And that's it's fun. Bring the whole family and it's pretty inexpensive entertainment.
Yeah, it is. There's going to be open skates throughout the holidays as well.
Face-off won by Team Seal. Cross-ice pass. Then up to Cam. Chipped in. Kellen gets wide. Kellen skating around the net. Looking for an opening. Kellen. Gets it to Cam. Back to Kellen. Kellen swings it around. That's picked up by Chuz. No. And now Kellen's going to work it. Got that puck down low. Over to Chuz. Chuz chips it up the wall, far side. Nichols comes down and pinches. Gets it. Tries to dump it below the line and caught up in the feet of a team or Blizzard. Chuzzles. Gets it back out to Kellen. Kellen, high off the glass. That was a hand pass there. Yep. And there we go. Took a couple steps after he grabbed it off the wall and then dropped it to himself. Hand pass.
That's right. Yeah. So 16-13 to go here, third period. 6-0 Blizzard. Just got the hand pass call. It was a nice, strong shift. 47 seconds in here to the first period by the Team Seal with pretty much the entire time down to the Blizzard zone. But now we got two new lines out there, Blizzard and Seal.
And face-off coming. Team Seal skating down below the line. Picking it up behind the net. There is number 18. That's Braden Nutter. He's got a goal tonight. Chasing around there is McKnight. Take it away there by Willie. Willie sent it to center, but picked up again there by Nutter. Kept in there by Cam. Here's Willie. Willie stops and starts. Got that puck knocked away, but got it back. Willie sends in a shot. Loose puck. And, ooh, the goalie almost kind of kneed that behind.
He did. It Will picked the shot from you were pretty high up here near the blue line. And the shot, like you said, it dribbled off of the goalie and almost kicked it in, but he didn't. And, again, entire shift in the Blizzard zone that time.
Not getting a lot of shots yet, Matt, but, Blizzards do a pretty good job of team defense.
Yes.
That face-off won, rimmed all the way around, and that's picked up on the wall by number 8. That's Clayton Schutt. Schutt skates behind the net, rims it back around again, tries to get it over to Aiden Johnson. Johnson skates through, but he's back-checked there by Kellen. Now skating through there. They get that puck out cleared, and now dumped back down below the line. Picked up behind the net there by Zach. Zach chips it up and kept in there by Landon Rantz. Zach rims it up to Chuz. Chuz bumps it up, and here comes Kellen.
One-on-one.
Kellen takes a shot, and that was off a stick, I believe.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it hit the back of the net, but it was a high net, protecting the scoreboard. 10-0 the score right now, 14:52 to go. Blizzard leading, third period.
Tried that toe drag, and defender did a nice job of getting the stick in there.
Yes.
Up into the net, 14:52. 6-0 Blizzard. Will Krause sends it over. That's down below the line. And sent back. Frank now near side. He's working on it. That was
an elbow
right there. Number 8 sent in an elbow over to Frank. And shipped out to Rantz. Rantz, nice back check there by Willie. That one sent up, kicked aside there. Willie picks it off, and now he's got an opportunity. Will, short side and save again. Holding up nicely there is Lewis Anderson. Will made a nice play. The defenseman kind of casually thought he had nobody behind him, and Will picked his pocket.
Yeah, he did, and had a nice scoring opportunity. Nice removal of the puck there by the Blizzard, number 24, Aiden Johnson to Lance, and then a nice defensive play by the Seals, getting it back in the own zone.
It was a good back check there by Will.
Yeah.
They sent it over to the freshman there, Talon Immy, and coming up on the forecheck there is Chuz. Chuz chasing Immy. Immy skates up, almost loses the handle, but here he comes. And there's Kellen picking that puck off. He gets wide, down below the net, tries a short side shot. Hands it up to Zach. Zach, there's a shot deflected by a Blizzard player and deflected sticked aside by the goalie.
13,
but an almost.
13:45 to go here, third period.
Immy
Blizzard.
Immy sends it up to Levi Anderson, takes a shot, loose puck in front of the slot. And Marcus knocked the, he got in there and knocked the cage off.
Now, the cage was, sometimes it gets knocked off. It's knocked off by about an inch or two. This time it's in the locker room.
You got to keep that bear in the cage.
You got to keep the bear in the cage.
Otherwise, he gets out and tries to do things goalie shouldn't. And they're getting the face-off just outside. So kind of a fortunate one right there.
Yep.
Will Krause at center and sent down to over to Audrey.
I don't have a stat for it, but I've been it looks like we're getting better at the face-off, winning the face-offs for the field.
Yes. Loose puck there. Now skating around the net, number 13. He's looking. Cross-ice pass over to number 6. That's Gunnar Immy. Immy got the puck taken away. Here comes Will. Will trying to skate wide.
Oh, yeah, offside.
And that was offsides on the Blizzard. So we get a line change here.
13:05 to go here, third period, 6-0 Blizzard.
Audrey got another shift there, and that's my daughter. She gets a chance once in a while. All right, and she really likes hockey.
That's great to see.
The most important thing. Here comes Chuz. Chuz getting wide. It's a 3-on-2 break. Chuz drops it back to Kellen. Kellen, snapshot, and
cold. That was interesting. It looked like he had the shot. It bounced out and almost had a cleaning shot, but the defenseman, I don't know what he did, but he swept it back in. I think he swept it back into the goalie's waiting arms and stopped it to play with 12:52 to go here in the third period.
Kellen at center. Angelina at wing and along with Chuz winning the faceoff there. Team Seal, but not for long. Chuz lost the glove. Now out to Nate Nichols. Nichols sends in a shot, but it was right to a Blizzard defender. Now down below the net, picking it up there is Josh Smith. Smith gets it taken away and back out and chipped down.
Nice shot.
Audrey, had a shot and missed it. Here comes a race for the puck. Cross that pass and one-timer missed, luckily, there for Team Blizzard.
Down in the seal zone.
And that was a redirect try, and that shot off the post by Rant. And Bear, I don't know if he even saw him there.
I know. That puck hit about everything on that one. We got steel and wood and ice, gloves, shins.
Yeah.
Everything.
And fur.
And some fur. And end up in the back of the net. So we're going to face off now in the seal zone. Far side dot was we got Will lining up.
Willie wins the face off. Audrey chips it up to Will. And that pass sent up. And that's going to be no ice. Here comes Finn on the... goalie out of his cage, and Finn almost got a stick on that. Immy sending it around, does a nice job curling. There's one-timer, and frozen.
Nice job on that one. Control the rebound, because I tell you what, if that bounced out, that would have been another goal for the Blizzard. Good heads-up play by the Bear.
Good save there by the Bear, because it was about a 10-foot shot just rifled in there.
Yep. It was a nice feed.
Face-off won by Blizzard. Near side half wall. Here we go. Backhanded try. Backhanded try again and a goal.
That is a goal.
On the rebound.
Same thing we've been talking about. Someone just above the hash.
But that low shot got a rebound there.
Yep.
Bear made a nice save on that little light shot, but he left up a rebound there and snuck up. So it's 7-0 here, 11:41 to play. I don't know who it was.
21-10.
All right, Ryder Anderson from Levi Anderson and Talon Immy. Face-off one here by Team Steel. Picked up off the wall by Kellen. He dumps that pack in, and here he comes on the forecheck. Owen Douglas tries to get that puck around. Chuz, and that puck jammed back down to Chuz. Chuz working hard. And here it goes. Kellen picked that puck up, and he got it back. Here comes Kellen. Tried the high side blocker save.
That was. It went up
good
top
save
the blocker.
Again.
Yeah, it was. Went up, deflected up to the net behind the goal again. But once again, good look by Kellen. Good save by Lewis.
Kellen made a nice move, but really still down below the dot. So no really good angle shot yet.
11-11 remaining, third period. 7-0, Blizzard.
My favorite thing is that they're not running the clock. Play the whole game.
Yep.
Chuz gets removed, and so does, or Kellen got removed, and Chuz wins the faceoff. That's picked up by Cameron, and now sent out to Zach. Zach sends it up to Kellen, or to Callen. We got Callen and Kellen. That's the K line.
The K line.
Tapped up the center. That's number 13, James Peterson. Picked up by Kellen. Kellen gets wide. He's loose. Kellen, backhanded try. No rebound, though.
Another shallow angle shot like you're talking about.
Yep. Backhanded up. And here comes Chuz. Cameron. Okay. Harassing James Peterson. Peterson gets wide. Here he comes. There's a shot. It's off and rebound. No.
Nice job on the D. Zach and Nate.
All right, here comes Willie. Skating hard with the puck. Gets through one. Now nice. Back up. He gets it to Cam. Cam. And we're going to get it offside.
Cam was like having a hard time controlling that puck, and he couldn't. He wanted to lead Will with that, but he couldn't do it. Slowed the puck down just enough where Will got in the zone before the puck did. And it was nothing in an offside. 10-16 to go, third period.
We got Will, Audrey, and Finn. That faceoff won. And that's chipped up into the zone, and they say no ice. Clayton shut on the chase. That's picked up there.
Oh.
And Nate got that one picked off by Landon Rant. Feed and dangerous play there. Finn working hard, trying to get it clear. There's a low shot wide. Audrey chasing that puck out to the defenseman.
Nice play.
And that was bounced up. Marcus sends it up to Audrey, taps it forward, and they get it clear. Finn on the forecheck, and Marcus gets it. Marcus bounces off the wall, but here comes Rant. Marcus made a nice play right there, tapping that away from Rant. Tapped up there to Cam. Cam sends in a shot, and high.
9:25 to go, third period.
Kellen kicks it forward. Cam gets it to Kellen. Kellen working hard down below the dot. Kellen, low shot. Got us a rebound.
Oh,
11.
Oh,
he got a slashing call. He was haranguing the freshman, Kellen.
Yeah. Kellen was down behind the net, duking it out with Landon, and we got a penalty coming up. So we got 2 minutes, 2 minute penalty. 9:20
to go. What is this, Matt?
Well, this would be a team seal power play.
There we go. The
That's
team
right.
Seal power play.
That's right.
9:12 here to go. Down 7-0. Kellen wins it. Whoa. There's a shot. Got his rebound. No. And loose puck behind the net. Kellen working hard. And, you know, nice job by the goalie. One-timer there. Whoa. And glove.
Glove, yeah. That was going to go wide, but I'll tell you what. Some strong shots opportunities right there. 1:48 to go here. It's only 12 seconds into the power play for Team Seal. They've already got two shots on.
Lewis Anderson has faced 26 shots, albeit he hasn't had a lot of shots from the house, but he saved them all.
Nate, nice read. No, that
backhand a try. Oh, Angelina almost got it. And that pass off the wall, gloved up there by Emmy, tapped out the center. Zach sends it up to Kellen. Chips through, and then we got a holding right there. Interference.
Hooking.
Hooking. So now we're going to have a 5-on-3. So this is going to be the best opportunity of the night for Team Seal to get on the board.
Well, 1:26 to go on the 5-on-3. And, of course, 2 minutes to finish it out on that hooking call.
Who was that that got the hooking call?
I have 25.
So...
15.
Oh, Josh Smith
15,
got
15.
It for hooking. Back down and around to Chuz. Chuz. Up to Kellen. Kellen makes one miss. Back out to Willie. Willie, cross-ice pass to Nate. Nate to Willie. Willie sends in a shot. Got that taken away.
Ooh.
And Chuz will have to reset. Chuz to Willie. Here's Kellen. Kellen taps it forward. Angelina got it by the defender.
50 back. Seconds to go on the power for the 5-on-3 power play.
One-timer, here's Nate. He got a
gobbled up
golden opportunity and good save.
43 seconds remaining in the 5-on-3 power play.
That's one of the best shots they've had all night.
It really is.
About
good.
A 15-footer in the slot.
Yep. Nate had a good long look. Good shot. Nice save. 7:54 to go in third period.
That's
zero.
Pass. Chipped up.
Well, high sticking.
High sticking on Will. So they'll get a defensive zone faceoff here. A 5-on-3 power play coming out for Blizzard. Blizzard's got a couple of their big men. Well, their top scorer, he's in the box for another 36 seconds.
Oh, Nate got it picked off his stick.
All right, here they go.
They have extra skaters.
Nate sends it up to Chuz. Chuz takes it wide and looks for Will and got it taken away, but down to Angelina, back out to Nate.
No, Nate.
Nate, a cross-ice pass. He should have taken a shot there.
Yeah.
Had it. Chuz back down low.
10 seconds in the 5-on-3.
And had that seam pass optional. Kellen is going to get in there.
We're into some 5-on-4 hockey now. Team Seal, 5-on-4. Power play.
Cross-ice pass over to Nate from Angelina. Nate works it off the wall. Now sends it over to Will in the high slot. Makes one miss. Tries a backhanded try.
Oh.
Just wide on that no-look shot from Kellen. Oh, man, that was a golden opportunity.
Yeah,
Kellen tried the edge and couldn't get it. 8 seconds remaining, and that's going to do it on the power play. So.
Strong penalty kill there for the Blizzard. 6:35 to go here in the third period. 7-0, Blizzard.
Backhanded down by Audrey. Here comes the chase. Finn coming up, and that pass sent around, and here comes Landon Rant. Landon Rant harangued by Audrey. Rant sends in a shot wide and rims around, losing an edge there. Chips pass, and oh, my goodness, that was dangerous. Bear got his big paw up there.
He did as a heads-up play of that deflection. Yeah, it was heading toward the eagle on his chest, and it got deflected up to his right side. He got the blocker up, cut the paw up out of there, and
yep.
Got it wide. And we got an icing call, as the Team Seal wisely just said, clear that out, reset, battle down. 7-0 the score. Blizzard, 6:02 to go, third period.
That was a shot for sure. All right, here we go.
Oh,
we're going to get a roughing.
Yeah.
And
I think it was a hand. Was it a hand pass? I think it was a hand pass.
Hand pass, sorry.
But the way he handled that puck was kind of rough. So I understand why you thought that. Yeah.
I thought he put up the roughing.
Did you? Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Kellen at center here. He wins the faceoff. Gets it to himself. There's a low shot and almost a redirect attempt. Blizzard.
Nice job, Zach. Hold the line.
Held the line. Here comes Kellen. Kellen skating down low. Makes one slip and then got tied up there by number 18. Picked up now by James Peterson. Kellen gets it back. Kellen sends in a shot but is off one of the players. And there we go. That was actually tripped by his own player. Lost his stick. Kellen.
Nice.
Oh, to center. That tap pass.
Angelina.
By Angelina.
Yeah, that was a nice pass by Angelina.
That one's kept in, though, and Kellen got it picked away. He didn't see the waiting Gunner Immy in there. The Bear got the stick on that there. And Marcus lost away. Low shot, hard angle, kept in there by Blizzard. Now here comes Will on the chase, and that's an ice. Should have been.
Less than 5 minutes to go in the third period.
Here comes Will, skating hard. Willie.
Ooh, nice move.
Makes a move. Shorthanded side and save.
Oh, caught in the line. Not caught, but we were in a line change again. You kind of look back after something like that, like, who's the second person in? And they're, line change, nobody there.
Yeah.
Help clean that up because that puck did bounce out. There was an opportunity if someone had been right there, but bounce out. Not far enough for him to not be able to recover, but far enough to have a shot opportunity had there been someone there.
Will made won the faceoff, but here comes Blizzard. They get that one clear, and they're going to get an ice. Number 7, Grayson Baxter tried to get it by and couldn't. 4:32 here to play. 7-0 Blizzard versus Team Seal.
Interesting here. 7-0 the score, as you mentioned. 32 shots on goal for Team Seal and 36 for the Blizzard. Interesting in that not that lopsided on the shots on category.
No, just the quality of the shots, man.
Yes, I agree with you.
There's a centering pass to Will, and there's a loose in front. Will couldn't get it fast enough to his forehand. One-timer attempt and missed. Emmy got that puck knocked away by Marcus. Nice job by him. Bouncing puck over to that Levi Anderson. There's a save.
Yep.
The Bear got it knocked off the cage again. Cage is off. And there's a puck. Point blank shot tipped out of play.
Third puck. Luckily, we had some backup pucks on in the penalty box. Got the third one coming out.
Under 4 minutes to play. 3:59 to go. Top line for Blizzard here out there. Landon Rant at center. But no, he's not at wing. And Willie wins the faceoff. No, Blizzard does. Back out. And now all the way across and bouncing puck over the screen again. I'm glad we get to play a full game. I just despise running clock.
Yeah.
Matt. This has been fun.
I agree with you.
Faceoff won by Team Seal.
Nichols picks it up in the near side corner. Fighting it out down there. Let's see if we get the puck out of the Seal zone.
Here comes Kellen. Chipped up from Callen to Kellen and dumped back in there by Rant. There's a lot of jokes you could say about that last name, I think, you know. A Rant. Nice centering pass. Oh, picked away there.
Strong defensive play by the Blizzard.
Owen Douglas made a nice play on.
Oh.
Centering pass. Loose puck in the slot, and they had Callen and Kellen, and now here goes. A race down to the other end. A nice play there by Zach.
Yeah, it is.
Angling him off.
Zach with a super strong back check on that one.
Here comes Callen. Callen backhands it up.
Less than 3 minutes to go in the game.
And there, Landon Rant is holding him. Yeah, there we go.
Interference, I think they call on that one.
Rant is going to go, well... He's probably going to rant.
Yeah, he is.
Penalty box.
Well, we got a hockey mom up here going, not my kid. It wasn't your kid, but it's still a hockey kid from our team. So we got 2 minutes on the clock. After the interference call against Rant, resulting in a, what was it again? A Team Seal what?
Power play.
There it is.
Here we go. Face-off won by Blizzard. That's kicked below the net. There, by Phineas. Finn, backhanded try. Loose puck in the slot again. Here comes Emmy. Marcus, trying to angle him off. Emmy shakes one. There's a low shot, stick save, and a beauty. Bear, just you heard that stick go.
Yeah.
And here comes number 10. He gets it. That's Emmy. Centering pass. No,
nice
couldn't
feed.
Connect there to James Peterson, I believe that was.
There's a power play going on for the Team Seal. We're getting a lot of time in the Seal zone.
Not a lot of power going yet.
No.
All right. That one's sent up and kicked aside. Cam.
Good.
Got it up there, and here comes Willie.
One
line change. Will tried to slip that by Emmy, and Emmy got it back.
1 minute to go in the power play for Team Seal.
1:52 to go in the game. And Zach just slams it up the side to nobody. And back down. Zach chips it up to Blizzard.
45 seconds to go in the power play. We got... That explains why the power play seemed a little weak.
Okay, so.
Too many on the ice for team for the Blizzard.
So, well, there we go. Now we're going to have another 5-on-3 golden opportunity here. And this will take them to the rest here, at least for a power play, unless they get two goals, Matt.
Which would be fun.
Yeah, it would
be. I'll take that, yeah.
All right, 35 shots on goal to 38. Good goalie play by number 30. That face off one. Willie sends it over to Chud. Back down to Kellen. Kellen out to Chuz. Chuz back to Will. Now down low and watch out here. Nice job by Angelina keeping that in. Checked off the puck there is Kellen. Kellen.
15 seconds to go in the 5-on-3.
Backhanded up. Up to Clayton. Shut. 59 seconds left in the game. Will. Coming up. Skating wide.
5-on-4 hockey now.
Will. Got bumped off the puck. Back to Angelina. Angelina down to Will. Looking for Kellen in the slot. Chuz sends it in, but off of Landon Rant, who gets the puck back. And he will curl, make a big curl, and waste a bunch of time here, 26 seconds. You better go get